The Confident Healer. I'm your host, Sharmila Molly, and in this podcast, we have inspirational, uplifting, and soulful conversations about the ins and outs of having confidence as a healer and as a healer in business.
Hello, and welcome back to The Confident Healer with your hostess, me, Sharmila Molly. And today, guess what? It's another solo cast. Yes, I'm going to have guests back again. It's just that in the past few weeks, they had to reschedule. So you're stuck with me. So I just want to say hello and namaste to my listeners in India listening on Gana.com. I want to say Abhari Hun for spending time with us. We so hope you're enjoying the show. And of course, I have to tell everyone, if you love the show, please leave me a review on my website at www.theconfidenthealer.net/reviews/new. You can leave it right on the site. And the second way to help support the show is to donate. Become a patron and donate one time or monthly. It's super easy. And that's also on theconfidenthealer.net/support. And you can always share the love. Share it with someone you think would really enjoy it. Oh, one more piece of another announcement I wanted to make is I was also interviewed by my very first guest back in episode one, and Angelica Gutierrez. And she had me on her podcast recently. It just came out over the weekend. And I'll put a link in my show notes. It's a very sex positive talk about self-love. So it's definitely not safe for work or not safe for listening at home if you're working from home. And her podcast is called SXY Podcast. Sexy. SXY. This week, I want to talk about motivation and intuition. So motivation and intuition is personal, right? Because what motivates you may not motivate me necessarily, and vice versa. And intuition is personal because your guidance is for you. That little voice that tells you, do this, do that. Sometimes it's a really, really low whispering. It's like so quick and fast. You miss it, but it's there. That guidance is for you, unless you have some sort of intuitive hit about someone else and that it's for them. So when you blend this together, it can be a really powerful force to move you forward. And I want to tell you how motivation and intuition pushed me forward to finding my phone. Yes, I'm still going to be talking about my phone. So last week I mentioned that I lost my phone and I couldn't find it. And I eventually found it, but I failed to mention another part of the story about some of the help that I had finding it. And I know it seems like an insignificant act to lose your phone, but let's not kid ourselves. It's a significant expense and a significant inconvenience to lose your phone, right? So I lost it for about 24 hours. And when I came home Sunday evening, I went back to my office because I had recorded my interview with Angelica for her podcast. And then after that, I went to a dance rehearsal at a dance studio for an upcoming Bollywood show on April 24th. I will let everyone know, of course, when that comes. So I went there, and that's when I went into my purse to text someone, and I discovered my phone wasn't there. So I just assumed, oh, I must have left it back in the office. So I went back, turned the room over, upside down, inside out, right side up, could not find my phone. I just thought, and then I looked in my car, I went back to the dance studio, and I asked them if anyone, saw a phone, and, I looked in the places where I had put my bag, but it wasn't at the studio. And I had put it in airplane mode so that it wouldn't ring. So I couldn't even locate it with my Google Locate. And it was, I'm bringing this up because it was particularly annoying and quite distressing knowing that I didn't lose it, or maybe that it was stolen. if I had dropped it. But see, I knew I didn't drop it because I would have heard it fall on my purse. You know, I wasn't that much of in a hurry to get anywhere that I wouldn't have noticed something, you know, something hitting the ground. And I have to tell, I think I said this last week too, even my partner, he said, it's probably in the lining of your purse. And I felt around inside my purse. You know, I scrunched up the lining inside. Sunday night, I had gone to a Facebook group that I'm in because I'm in taking a Reiki level one class. And yes, I am a Reiki master teacher, and you can take as many Reiki classes as you would like because it's fun. But particularly, I am taking this with Kesley, who was in episode 20 and episode 3. I just interviewed her recently because she's been channeling Mikao Usui, who passed away like 80 years ago or something like that. And he was the founder of Reiki, and she's been channeling him. And so that these classes are direct channel of Usui. So I asked in that group, because everyone's intuitive in there, they all have amazing gifts. And I just thought, hey, maybe some of them are really good at helping finding objects. So this one woman, and we'll call her name, we'll call her Hope. She said, I'm getting that it's not at the office, it's at home. And my eyes immediately shot up to my purse and to my backpack. I said, okay. So that just really affirmed to me that I didn't lose it and that it wasn't stolen. I went and looked through my purse, took some stuff out, my wallet, you know, like the big things, my wallet. I have a little pouch of lip balm and like a soft sunglass case. I took it out and felt around again, you know, kind of squeeze the outside of the purse. Nothing. I went to look at my backpack. My backpack and my purse is what I took to my office when I record, because in the backpack is my recording studio. And I took everything out again, checked all the pockets, all the zippers, all the nooks and crannies of the backpack. Nothing. I sat back down, and a little while later, I just kept looking. I kept looking at the backpack, and I just stuck my hand, and you know, I have a rather large purse, and I stuck my hand in there looking for it again. And I had gone back onto the Facebook group, and Kesley had chimed in like, oh, I'm seeing it. Like, it's in between something. She's like, I don't know, but I hope you find it. And Hope had said, you know, I use my pendulum and I'm getting that it's at home. It's somewhere at home. It's hiding somewhere. I'm like, oh my God. It's just like, I just had to let it go. I had to let it go because sometimes, you know, when you try too hard, you just tend to overlook things. So that's what I did. I let it go, went to bed, woke up, and then was like, oh shit. I don't have my phone. I might have to buy a new phone. So I started researching, you know, that process of finding the right phone for you, because there's so many options and they're so expensive. I was like, I'm not spending a grand on a goddamn phone. No. I went about my day and I have been checking my messages. I have an iPad, so a lot of people have iPhones, and I just message people like, you can contact me on iMessage or through Facebook or my emails. I was checking my emails and everyone's asking me, did you find it? I'm like, no, I didn't find my goddamn phone yet. So anyway, later on Monday, I went in to record my solo cast for last week. And once I was finished, packed everything up exactly like I did the day before. And I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to look in the room again. And I was in the same room as I was in last week. Our office has three treatment rooms, and I use the same room as I did, the day before. So, and there were places that I didn't look because I didn't go to that part of the bookshelf. But I was like, you know what? Maybe I missed something. So let me, you know, maybe, you know, like I said, you know, sometimes you put things down. And I'm saying all this to say, because I had a couple of people tell me that they got an intuitive hit that the phone wasn't at my office, it was at home, and that it's hiding somewhere, you know, it's somewhere, you know, that I need to look harder or look, you know, be more thorough in my search. And it was just more motivation, because it just gave me reassurance that I did not lose it, you know, that I would have heard it if I lost the phone. So it really just gave me much more, I mean, if you want to call it confidence, yeah, confidence that I didn't lose my phone. So anyway, so I'm in the room, I'm looking around, and, you know, we do a lot of gong baths, and there was an extra gong because, you know, we're a holistic healing center. And there was a gong up against one of the built-in bookshelves. And I didn't look there because it would have had to drop out of my hand. And so I looked there, I pulled it, you know, I pulled it back and I didn't see anything. I picked it up because there was a massage table and a cover, you know, in front of the gong. And I just sat there and I was like, oh my God, like I do things so fast. Sometimes I forget that I do things, right? Like you put something away and then you do 10 different things and then you go back and you're like, shit, did I put that away? Where did I put that? I just put it somewhere. Did I put, and then you go looking for it and then you realize like, oh no, I already put that thing away. That happens all the time with like my keys, my phone, with like small things. Right. And so I was like, I know I had to put it back in my purse. So before I did that, I packed up my studio, set the room back into the place that it was, you know, looked underneath the massage table, underneath this little cabinet, you know, just to make sure. I looked inside that little cabinet, nothing, it's not there. So I was like, okay, you know what? I'm just gonna dance. I'm gonna go and practice the choreography a little and that'll make me happy. So I did that and I came back into the room and I'm like, all right, I'm gonna empty out the contents of my purse again. Took some shit out of my purse, started scrunching around inside, feeling it up, patting it down. And then I went to the outside because that's where I keep my phone. There's an outside pocket. It doesn't have a zipper. It's pretty deep. I started grabbing the outside of the purse where that pocket is. And that's where I found it because it had gone through the lining of my purse. And for some reason, I guess it had shifted around. Maybe it shifted onto the bottom of the purse. That's why I wasn't finding it. I'm telling you this very long and drawn out story about losing my phone because it's just so important to trust your intuition. I mean, we just can't, none of us, all the guests that have come on the show, if you listen to any other type of spirituality, wellness, it's always important to listen to your voice and to follow the actions that it takes. It's not always easy, but it's important to acknowledge it. You know, and it's a muscle. Like the more you practice hearing it, the louder the voice becomes. And, you know, a lot of us tend to like, oh, no, that doesn't exist. Or, you know, you regret doing something like, yeah, you know, something told me not to do that. And it was just, you know, it's a quick, quiet little tell, right? How it speaks to us. And sometimes it's really louder. It's a lot louder when it's even more trying to get, you know, when it's trying to get our attention. That intuition, and especially if you ask someone for help and they use their gifts to help you find it, it's really important to exhaust all ends to help you attain the goal that you want to attain. And how that plus motivation, it was such a reassurance and a reaffirmation that my phone wasn't lost forever, that it wasn't, I didn't drop it, didn't fall in my purse on the way to the parking lot and somebody stole it or somebody took it and it's somewhere. Her intuitive hits gave me such comfort and reassurance. And the best part is not only did I find my phone, but it was great because I got to tell her and affirm to her that her method of using her intuition and using it with a pendulum, it worked. It was right. And sometimes, you know, when somebody tells you like, oh, well, you know, it's here, it's not always obvious. Like it wasn't obvious to me. Like when she told me it was at home, like I knew I didn't use my phone at home because the last place I used it was in my office. But I did check my couch because sometimes I've lost my phone temporarily for like an hour or so because it's in between the crevice of, you know, in between the cushions of the couch. So later in class on Tuesday in the Karmic Soul Reiki Level 1 class that I'm in, another friend, you know, she saw the post and she said, you know, actually I got a hit that I could tell that it was somewhere, that it was in between some sort of material, but she didn't trust it and she didn't tell me. And again, that's why it's just so important to like, when somebody helps you, you know, gives you that intuitive hit, to also reaffirm to them that Yeah, they helped you find it. And to go back to like what, almost three years ago. So this phone that I have right now is a replacement phone because I lost my other phone. And that other phone I only had for 3 years. And I lost it at work, which is a huge resort that I used to work at. I used to work at the spa. And it had fallen out of my bag as we were going up a hill. It was taking a, you know, like a, I call it a tram. You know, it seats like, you know, 12 people. And we went back to look for it and I could not find it. And I had told the loss and prevention office and they were on it. And it wasn't until a year later that that somebody had found it at some point and it had been sitting in their safe. And the director of LNP, loss and prevention, you know, saw me one day. It's like, oh my God, Charmin, I found your phone has been sitting in the safe for I don't know how long. He's like, did you get a new phone? I'm like, yeah, it's been a year. But I was telling a friend of mine about it at the time that I lost my phone. And I was like, I know, you know, like it's not a phone you want to steal. You know, it's not like the latest iPhone. It's a Motorola phone. It's not a Samsung phone. Like, it's just not something you'd want to steal. And she uses a pendulum. And she was like, you know, I'm getting that your phone wants to be found. Did you find it? She asked me over like a couple of weeks. And I was like, no, I didn't find it. And it hasn't been turned in. And, you know, I had to get another phone. And again, so when they told me that they found it, I went back to her and I was like, hey, I just want to let you know that I just want to affirm to you that, yeah, you were right. It wasn't lost. It wasn't stolen. That is the moral of the story, is to trust yourself implicitly, extensively, unabashedly, trusting yourself, listening to your intuition, testing it out and building it like a muscle, and to think about how that moves you forward in your life or whatever your intuition is trying to tell you. So that's just another example of how your intuition works and the benefits that you can get from it and the benefits you can get from other people if you ask for help. I hope you are encouraged to continue to build your muscle of intuition and listening to it. And that's the show for this week. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next time. I'm Sharmila Molly, and this is The Confident Healer.
Thank you for listening. Please go to www.theconfidenthealer.net. This is the best place to listen to the podcast, and it's also where you can go and find the guest info in the show notes. Remember, there are three important actions to take to help grow the show. Invite others to listen, leave a review if you learned something new, or if you just learned something, and by leaving a donation. You can find the links on theconfidenthealer.net. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next week.